Tantor Audio presents Hot-Blooded by Donna Grant. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Chapter 1. Dragon Industries. June. Laith leaned back in the chair with his hands behind his head as he looked around Constantine's office. There were only a handful of Dragon Kings in the large room. Some were on various missions regarding the Dark Fae, Ulrich, and others that only Conn knew about. Still other kings were on the 60,000 acres of Dragon property tending to livestock, overseeing their famous Dragon whiskey, and patrolling their borders. Because even though their Dragon magic kept most humans and other beings out, some still tried to gain entrance. As a race of shape-shifting immortals who had been around since the dawn of time, the Dragon Kings weren't without their share of enemies, and the list kept growing as the months went by. Each king was powerful in his own right, or he would never have been chosen to rule his dragons. But there was one who was king of kings. Constantine. Conn, with his surfer boy golden blonde hair and soulless black eyes, could be a cold son of a bitch. He did what was necessary, regardless of who was hurt, in order to keep the secret of Dragon from leaking to the humans. While turning the gold dragonhead cufflinks at his wrist, Conn sat patiently behind his desk staring at a file folder while everyone took their seats.
"What's up?"
Ryder leaned over to whisper before promptly taking a bite of a jelly-filled donut. Laith shrugged. It could be anything, and he learned long ago not to try and guess what was going on in Conn's head, or try to figure out Conn's thinking when he did something. The fact that Conn wouldn't look up from...